This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail and the packages all around the countryside to people that are looking for them, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Everything about us is over there. The podcast is over there. You can hear the show playing live. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there because it's the exact signal that's going to the satellite right now to go out to all the stations. So that's what you can hear. And then you'll hear the stream playing during the rest of the day, which is the actual show that we're doing right now that will be played in its entirety, and it'll rotate every 4 hours. All right, joining us right now on the telephone, we've got the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren.
Hi, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yay! Yippee-i-o, Kyle Patty. All right. So there we go. All right, let's say the pledge, and then we got something to say here, and we'll try to straighten out what we were talking about here in hour number one. Now, are you ready for the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian matters. All right, now, during the top of the hour break, we got a chance to go back in there and really take a look at this story and find it, the original story from Scripps. And the caller also called me during that time and said that he got the name wrong, and we realize that, and people have, that happens, so, you know, just chalk that one up to experience. Even we get names wrong, but we certainly try to get them right, and that's what we did in this case, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and we sure appreciate the caller calling up with that story, because obviously, yes, it is incredibly important, and so
yep.
Now you have a white officer in this case who was let go from the department for different violations, not the least of which, not using the taser, complying with regulations, and then also the saying on his body camera video, which also will be under investigation.
Now, you just said something important, because even I screwed this one up. He did not use his taser.
Well, he allegedly deployed the taser. One of the violations, according to the Memphis Police Department, was not using the taser in compliance with regulations. If that means that he did not actually deploy it or didn't use it properly, we're not exactly sure of yet. This story is not
all right. I'll go with number two. But anyway, it had something to do with the taser. But he then shouted something on his body cam microphone, which the other police officers anywhere close by would have heard, right?
Well, that's right, and certainly that kind of statement, I hope that they stomp his blank, you know, as we said, that could be seen as encouragement, or it could also be seen as a general, from my own perspective, a general attitude towards towards the suspect.
And I was asked why there weren't charges filed against this individual. Well, obviously because they don't think they have anything to charge him with other than violation of police procedures. They're not going to charge somebody with a criminal charge if they don't have a case, and it sounds like as if they may not have one.
Well, exactly. Evidently, this officer was not involved in the actual beating of Tyree Nichols. So again, all of this is still under investigation as well. But there's been several people that have been fired. Also, members of the fire department were also fired.
Yes, there were.
This incident. Yes.
Yes, there were. I'm well aware of that because they should have stepped in regardless of the circumstances and said, nope, we're taking over the scene from here. It's a medical emergency now. We need to take control of the situation. And they did by every right, every law that I know of, they had the right to be able to take control of that situation, and they didn't.
Right, and this is all part of that investigation as to, what exactly happened, what was missed, and what obviously can be done differently in the future. So sad, Captain, that someone had to lose their life in order to have this kind of investigation or this kind of change.
Well, the ambulance, the fire crew and the ambulance, the rescue truck called for their supervisor. They got a lieutenant, but that lieutenant did not call. And again, I'm just saying, stating facts, that lieutenant was a woman. And she did not call for her supervisor, and she should have. Who would have been a captain?
With the procedure.
That's right. Who, yeah. She should have. So this whole thing is wrong, just wrong. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America is what he meant to say there, and I cut him off because I turned the mic on too quick, but that's the way it goes. That is, of course, Jeff in Sarasota. Does some of our liners for us, and we appreciate him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company. Now, MyPillow.com has gone and done it again. They've got a buy one, get one special on their pillows. Your choice of the size, buy one, get one free. That's a big deal because some of those pillows are expensive. Now, they start at $19.95, and they go up from there. So if you want the standard size pillow, $19.95, get you that pillow. You get one free, and away you go. Also, take advantage of the towels that they have there that are on special, or the slippers that they have that are on special, or anything that they have on special. And the way you find out about that is by going into the Radio Listener Specials page on the homepage of MyPillow.com. Go in there. It'll ask you for a promo code. Promo code will be Captain. Very simple. Captain. That's how you get in there. Save you some money. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to call them, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person. Again, the promo code will be Captain. And away you go. And they'll answer any questions you've got. They'll take your order. Anything you want to have answered, they'll take care of that, I promise you. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Check them out, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, on the telephone, we've got Iron Mike, one of our regular callers. And Iron Mike, what's on your mind? You want to talk about the balloon?
After the balloon was shot down, the Chinese generals were probably saying, mission accomplished. And if you look, follow it, I've been on 70 airlines, and I've been up in the Arctic many times, and also across the country, and you know what's down there, because I always had a window seat. The fact that our commander in chief never made a move. We could have shot that thing down many places without endangering population, and he allowed that thing to go through, and they got all the data they want.
Yep.
And isn't that wonderful? Our so-called commander-in-chief has never made a positive decision in his life or suggestion. He has been a loser all his life, but he's evil, and the man has made him. All he's done is he was for hire from the time he was a congressman.
They have him under their control right now, complete control, because of the money they've given him and his son and his brother. And the whole Biden conglomerate, if you will,
and that thing that he ordered the thing shot down at a certain time was that's ridiculous.
Well, he might have.
He's covering himself.
He might have. I mean, I could say that I wanted it shot down on Wednesday when it was over Wyoming. Yeah, I could. You know, I could have said that too. That would have been logical. But do we do anything logically anymore?
He was for sale all his life, and we're paying the price.
All right. I appreciate your call, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, certainly, as I was saying before, I think the whole notion of where it should have been shot down, when the order was given, and so forth, I think it's going to come under a lot of scrutiny because, as Iron Mike was saying, all that data more than likely went back to Beijing. I still haven't heard, Captain, you know, what did they do to make it such that this balloon couldn't transmit anything or couldn't soak up anything? I understand if that's classified, but what's the general thing? I mean, did they hit it with a laser? Did they jam it with radio waves? Or what did they do? And how do we have high confidence that this thing that was hovering over nuclear installations was harmless?
We don't. And anybody that thinks so has no idea what they're talking about. We don't. We absolutely do not. Because even if it was a weather balloon, it had a communication system on it to transmit information back to the source. Think about that for a minute.
Right. Yeah,
this was no weather balloon.
No, and the Chinese were never going to retrieve this balloon somehow. I think they figured eventually it would be shot down. They're probably aghast at how long it actually took us to shoot the thing down. I think that, Captain, you're right. I think it's a test, and it's a real prelude. You know, what happens when the next balloon starts sailing our direction?
Well, calls to end objective journalism have now come across here because of the situation that we've had, and the journalists were just falling in line and, oh, it's a weather balloon, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. And the people that came out and said anything that, well, wait a minute, how do we know it's not a weather balloon or that this is a weather balloon? And, you know, basically those people were told to go sit in the corner, be quiet. Nobody wanted to take them for real, except for a few of us who talked about it, you and I, on our weekend show on Saturday. We talked about this for probably an hour.
Yes, exactly, because it's obvious a balloon of that magnitude and carrying all that equipment was suspicious.
All right, let's go over to the phone line. Let me see here. We'll go over to the phone line right now. We've got Bag M and Bob. Okay, Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing, Captain. If that thing was as big as three school buses, and the school buses I saw they represented were the big, big school buses, that's an awful lot of material to carry some cameras and something.
There was a container underneath the balloon that was actually being transported by the balloon. Did you see that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The container was as big as three school buses.
Uh-huh.
They don't need that. That's an awful lot of room. Something that big, they could use to transport nuclear weapons.
Absolutely. We already said that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know.
Yep.
Nuclear weapons, they could use to transport biological stuff,
yep.
things
yep.
in, nerve
yep.
gas, all kinds of things.
Yep.
And when they shot it, why do they have to use an air-to-air missile to take this thing down? They could have shot some 20-millimeter cannon fire through it, put some golf balls.
You'll have to ask the Air Force why they did that. I have no idea, but it should have been taken down when it first hit our border right there by the Aleutian Islands.
Oh, yeah, right around there, absolutely. They could take it down. They could have taken it down just when it crossed over from Kansas to the United States, too.
Yep.
They could have taken it down there and over. And if they let it, if they had...
And I had a caller, I had a person send me a message a few minutes ago. Why didn't Canada shoot down the one that was over Canada? Why did they get involved? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, we still haven't heard, other than the fact that there was something floating over Canada, what happened to that. But we did hear about the one that was flying over Latin America.
Right.
So I don't know where that went either. We haven't heard a word.
Right, exactly.
All right.
But I'll tell you one thing, too, last thing on this border crisis, we better do something pretty quick because I think Mexico clearly does not have a government anymore. You know, I think we just need to go in there and take it over. Simple as that.
Well, Mexico has a government. It's just not the government that you and I know about. The cartels are running it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a government. That's
no.
a crime city.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a crime city.
All right.
You're going to take it over? All right. See you later, Captain.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. And, Kyle, what do you think about the Mexican government?
Well, I think you're right. I think that ultimately the whoever's calling the shots is the cartels, basically.
Well.
And they'll do that. And they do it not only through money, but also, I'm sure, through fear and intimidation.
And they buy the government that they want. That's how they get the government in there. It's kind of similar to what's going on here, only it's done to a much greater degree, I might say. By the way, did you hear about Iran?
What about Iran?
They pardoned tens of thousands of protesters over the weekend.
Yes, I did hear a little bit about that. That's right. That's really significant, mm-hmm. one would think, since we'd heard other, you know, very, very disturbing stories coming out about the protesters of late.
All right. Now, I've got an unofficial report here. Over 700 people now confirmed dead in Turkey and Syria after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck. The area is totally devastated, northern Syria and Turkey, where it is. There's just everything is flattened, it appears. All right, hold that thought. We'll have more about that, folks, when we come back. Bottom of the hour coming up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Ground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn says he doesn't expect a recession in the first half of 2023. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the current IBM vice chairman said the U.S. is in pretty good shape. An off-duty NYPD cop shot Saturday night in the Bronx as he tried to buy a car is in extremely critical condition. Police say they believe they know who the suspect is, as he may be responsible for two similar robberies. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Republican Mike Turner said the Biden administration shouldn't have waited to shoot down the balloon from China. Turner said there was urgency to the situation that the White House didn't seem to recognize. Beyoncé leads the Grammy Awards with a total of 9 nominations. Kendrick Lamar is close behind with 8, while Adele and Brandi Carlile each have 7 nods. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are 3 words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're the real deal. I wouldn't be telling you about them if they weren't and what they did to help me. So important. After all the different specialists that I saw, nobody could do nothing. And all of a sudden, one simple procedure from them got the ball rolling in the right direction. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The DNC is trying to outdo the RNC. They are moving their South Carolina primary in front to make it the first primary ahead of New Hampshire and Iowa. What do you think of that?
Well, I think, Captain, we're just going to call it the Biden primary. This is being done primarily to help Joe Biden.
To get him a win to start with.
That's right, because the last go-around, he wasn't doing well, and then suddenly got to South Carolina and then was able to really be back in the game, and the rest is history, as they say. But this is a pretty transparent attempt to do that. Now, Joe Biden himself had said, quote, "We must ensure that voters of color have a voice in choosing our nominee much earlier in the process," unquote. But it's obvious that I don't think it's about that in some sort of altruistic way. I think it's just that he believes, like you said, he will get a win out of it and start the momentum early.
I'm debating to see what's going to happen with Gavin Newsom. I don't think that he's... I think if he goes up against Biden, and we keep seeing the numbers that we're seeing about the popularity and the age and this, that, and the other, I think Biden's done.
Well, if you look at it this way, Gavin Newsom represents something very different than Joe Biden. Maybe not so much the Democrat policies per se, but you're right, the age. In fact, back in 1960, when you had Kennedy, one of the biggest traits that he had was appearing youthful and strong, right? And I understand he had a bad back and so forth from his World War II injuries, but that's not what was projected, and people perceived Kennedy as being strong and young and ready to do something different.
How about Reagan how about Reagan and Walter Mondale? When Mondale made that crack and Reagan snapped back and said, "Well, I'm not going to lack your age and your inexperience to hold that against you," but
right.
He threw that out there, and the guy was like 70 some odd years old at the time, and Mondale was only in his 50s or 60s.
Well, that's right. And if you remember that clip, Mondale starts laughing, and everybody's laughing because they realize what a great zinger Reagan had just done. And it was and even looking back at that, it was a different time in politics where you could laugh together on something. But in this day and age, no, it's just not going to be like that. But no, Gavin Newsom could pose a real threat to Joe Biden, especially as the document scandal keeps going. What the heck is China going to do next? And I'm not trying to be funny, but they're going to do something with Taiwan, I think, before this term is up.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah, there's been too much stuff tossed out there and too many little tests going on. And even this test here to see what was going to happen, that could all be related. Now, according to former United Kingdom Prime Minister Truss, she's said, it wasn't me. She's blamed the system as she's trying hard to get her seat back.
Well, that's right. Well, it's very interesting to see what's happening in the UK right now. And I think, Captain, overall, not only in the UK, but just as in the United States, I think it's going to be the economy, and it's going to be where are we with this war going on with Ukraine versus Russia. That's going to have a big impact on all that.
What is Elon Musk talking about when he says he's deeply concerned about verified checks? Checks to what?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I know that just recently he got vindicated by that jury trial that he didn't have anything to do with influencing the stock trades.
Okay. Well, we'll have to wait till we find out what it is that he's deeply, that he's talking about being deeply corrupted. Now, California, here's score one here for Governor Newsom. California is not requiring vaccines for school children anymore.
Yeah, this is really, really, really a big development. That's right. The children in California are not going to have to present the coronavirus vaccines now to attend schools, according to state public health officials on last Friday. That's right. So now this goes back to 2021, by the way, when you had to you have all the vaccines and all this kind of stuff, but that is not the case now. So even in California, because that's sounds like good news. And the only thing, Captain, and COVID is still very real. The variants are real, and people do get sick. But what we've seen, of course, is that it hasn't had the same kind of widespread impact that we saw in the past.
Now, Indiana Republican Representative Sparks has announced that she is not going to run for re-election.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And obviously, in this climate, you know, I don't think that, you know, some people are ready to go for the exit door at this point.
House Republicans reportedly have filed an amicus brief in the Biden loan forgiveness case that comes to the comes around, I guess, with the schools, doesn't it? Isn't it the school loans?
Well, that's right. And, of course, the idea, and this is 126 House Republicans, I believe, are filing this amicus brief. And that, of course, it simply means a friend of the court. And they can file those kinds of briefs in order to try to illuminate the court to various things that they want them to be aware of when considering a case. And, of course, it all has to be on the up and up and very well researched and have to, you know, make legal sense and all this kind of stuff. But certainly, Captain, the central question is, can the president forgive loans? Now, he can delay them. And when all this was happening, even Nancy Pelosi, more than a year ago, had said the president doesn't have the authority to do this, of course, because it's in the purview of Congress, which, pardon me, the House, which has the purse strings.
America's total credit card debt has reached a record $930.6 billion in the fourth quarter, up 18.5% from a year earlier, according to TransUnion, with much of that increase due to inflation.
Inflation. You know, Captain, we've been watching this very closely. We know that Americans have been not only dipping into the savings, whatever savings they might have had, they might have gotten some of the stimulus checks and put them away. They've gone through those, as far as we can tell. But then, of course, the credit card spending meant to keep the lifestyle and the level of spending. But now with inflation, everything costs so much more. It's obvious it's going to run up your credit card bill.
I don't know anybody that put those stimulus checks aside. They were spent the day they got them.
Yeah, and some had used them because then they felt flush or they could do this or that. But if they whatever it is that they had is gone away. There's no doubt about that. And so obviously, we've been watching, of course, retail, and we're watching. I think the attitude that consumers have. And I think, Captain, if you, I had an occasion to go to out to the movies this last weekend, and not a whole lot of people going to the movies, it seems like. Not that there's so many great movies to go see, but it's expensive. And we actually had a gift card, so we used that.
Well, I can tell you somebody who's not going to the movies and used to go once in a while. That's me. It's gotten so unaffordable. It's not funny.
Well, that's right. And if you were going to go out for dinner and then go to the movie,
that's
and then
a different
you want to get
story.
Concessions, yeah, it's an investment at this point.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch and the Professor of Politics, Stu. We are going to check the highways and byways for the second time, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on, baby, don't you want?
sing in that lead to begin with there, Kyle?
Well, that's Bonnie Raitt.
And what's the name of that song?
The Sweet Home Chicago.
And that, we played that for our good friend, Ken, who's on his way in early because he's going to be our newsman the rest of the week here. We played that for our good friend, Ken, Sweet Home Chicago. So I hope he enjoyed that, listening to it in his car on the way in.
All right. Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, we're going to take it away with the weather out west, and we got quite a bit of snow in the mountains this year, in Nevada's especially. And when you get on I-15 coming out of California up through Utah, out of Nevada, you're going to have snow just about all the way to the middle of Montana. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. As you come up Interstate 15 there, starting around St. George there in the southern part of Utah, you got a winter weather advisory with you all the way up and even into parts of Idaho and then on up towards Bozeman, Montana right now. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, if you're coming out of Reno and heading up I-80 there, looks like areas of fog are possible throughout that area all morning long. So you want to be aware of that as well. Actually, well, it looks like it says it might dissipate by about 8 a.m. So hopefully when the sun comes up, you get a little bit of a help out right there. So right now for our friends in Seattle and Portland, you've got rain to the east of you coming along the coastline there. If you're down south of Portland on Interstate 5, down south just between Salem and Eugene, you might have some rain coming across the interstate right there as well. We still are looking at snow on the radar coming west out of Denver on I-70, Gypsum, Glenwood Springs, Rifle, and Parachute. You've all got snow coming across the road right now. High wind warning in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Please be careful out there.
Well, I don't have much to talk about until you get east of Mississippi River, and then you got a little bit of flooding going on in Louisiana, for sure, and over in Mississippi up there, running up about halfway up through Mississippi, up around Jackson. That would be from the rain and the ice and what snow they had over the week. This past week and the weekend, when temperatures warmed up, it started to melt, so now the rivers are filling up. So let's take a look, going straight up the line there into the middle part of the country, and except for Lake Michigan, there's not really nothing going on there. A little bit of wind blowing on Lake Michigan, so the Windy City is living up to its terms again this morning. It's windy. And by the way, taking a look at where it was freezing cold Saturday morning, well below zero in a number of areas. They're up in the 30s and 40s right now. Things are starting to look a lot better for upstate New York, all of New England, and those areas in the suburbs of Pennsylvania and the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland. They're looking a lot better temperature-wise right now. You do have a gale warning starting in Nova Scotia, coming down to Long Island right now. So you got some very windy conditions there. Coming on down the line, got a little bit of fog, Chesapeake Bay, a little bit of fog, North Carolina. And then downward, they're looking for the remnants of that balloon. There's a little bit of rough sea going on out there, out about where they're at, so it might get a little bit hairy there this morning, trying to put divers in the water with the seas trembling around a little bit. I don't know there, but that's a possibility. And, of course, we do have some storm weather, if you will, that we've spotted down south Florida from about, just south of Daytona, around Melbourne, all the way down to the bottom, all the way down to Miami. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their My Rewards Plus app, start saving on everything that you buy there. Also, you're going to get great offers on food, drinks, and snacks and other great gear, and start enjoying two free drinks every week just by signing up for the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow, so have yourself a great day up there and stay warm.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, of course, the professor of politics out in California, with all the great things that are going on out there. And Gavin Newsom looks like he's getting closer to being a presidential candidate. All right, let's go to the telephone line now. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I hope that you're having a good day in the neighborhood up there and that the weather's treating you fine right now, because it was miserable last week. Jeez. What do you think?
It's okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Well, China sent a clear message to President Joe Biden. Any discussion there?
Well, I would also argue that Biden sent a clear message to the rest of the world that he's inert. He does nothing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's a wimp.
That's the worst part of it, yeah.
He's a wimp. They should have taken every military person I've talked to, and I'm sure you heard the same thing, said we had the opportunity, we knew it was coming at us over the Aleutian Islands, we could have taken that thing down way over there.
Precisely. Exactly what I said a couple days ago.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Everybody I've talked to. Everybody. So, instead, and by the way, how did you like the container that had dropped into the sea? Did you see the size of that thing?
I did not.
That was attached to the bottom of the balloon. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was the payload.
Correct. It was unbelievable. And everyone goes, oh, it's a weather balloon. It's only got weather stuff on it. Really? Really? Really?
That was quickly dispelled, though.
Of course it was. Our military came out and said, no, it was not. It was a military balloon. It was there for nefarious reasons. But I wonder what they got and how much of it.
That's hard to tell. What's particularly fascinating to me is that you can look at weather patterns. You can look at the jet stream.
Yep.
And we knew where that balloon was going to go. I mean, you could pretty much figure that out.
Yep.
And why we didn't already have Navy vessels out there waiting for it, like we do when we bring down, you know, stuff from space.
Sure.
And go pick it up immediately. I mean, it's beyond stupidity.
Well, you're right, 110% right, and unfortunately, we're paying for it, and we're going to be paying for it in some way or fashion.
A long time, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break, but we've apparently had a major, major earthquake in Turkey and Syria. The death toll is climbing very quickly here, and it was a 7.8 in some areas. Some areas are reporting 7.9, but very, very, very serious. And we'll get to that with Denise Simon more when we come back right after this top of the hour break. So don't go anywhere. We've got lots of stuff to talk about this morning that's going to get fast and furious. There's a pun for you. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.